Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
We have a great show for you today. We talked all about my twins having a fight. Spoiler alert, someone calls somebody a Karen. We talked about what the heck to feed our kids for dinner.
Yeah.
And we talked about Natalia getting it. Oh, it's a good show.
Oh, yeah. It's a packed.
But first.
Yes. Let me tell you about Geico. Did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So, what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. Enjoy the show.
Hi, guys. I'm Max Dubrow, and I'm so excited to be hosting a new podcast called I'll Give It to You Straight-ish. Some things you can look forward to hearing on the show are conversations about coming out as bi, the LGBTQ plus community, and growing up in the age of technology. You'll also get to know my whole life story and all the drama, don't worry, including growing up on The Real Housewives and having to deal with severe social anxiety on the daily. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or anywhere else you listen to your podcasts.
Everybody, welcome. It's For Crying Out Loud.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it is.
We are in our old studio.
Yes.
Right now for today. And the sound is really bad through our headphones.
Yeah, so it's weird.
We have like one ear on and
Kaylin,
one ear off.
Can you turn it on so that I can still hear it, though, just through my headphones? I have to modulate my – oh, is it coming through?
I'm sorry.
I can't really tell. Oh, I guess I can hear you. I can't really
hear
myself.
You can't hear yourself?
Mm-mm.
Oh, all right, let's start over.
Should we start over?
No.
Oh.
They're fine.
Like, we're not professional. We're not that professional.
No, you don't come to our show for professionalism.
There's no editing involved. I've listened to some podcasts that edit a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
That seems like a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. We don't need that.
No.
We're professionals.
Although on Bored AF, Cecily gets stressed out about stuff. Like, she'll say something, and at the end of the show, she'll just be like, I think that Real Housewives thing went on for way too long. And then I do have to go in there and, like,
trim it.
And I'm like, God, I'm so glad we don't do this for crying out loud. So much work.
So much work.
But let's say hi to people.
Yeah, why not?
Carrie Berry.
Hi, Carrie.
She's the Berry of our eye.
Aww.
Valerie Fenwick.
What's up, Valerie?
Hi, gorgeous. Sarah Stefano.
That's my paisan.
Aaron Land.
Ho.
Kelly Luther Vandress. Hiro Yamashita. Krista Stroop.
What's up, Krista?
Rachel Oldtimer. Gabby Fonseca and Missy Schaefer.
Whoa.
I think they started like their own Facebook page called
Did They Really
Spilled the Beans on their friendship so people can keep up with them.
Oh, I
Liz
love that.
L. Sasser. She's sassy. She's a sassy one.
Mm-hmm.
Also a good mom.
Oh.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Ishan Vajpay. Rebecca Lubin, who just put her
so
in your pocket.
Cute.
Put her
are in your pocket.
Kelly Brandt, she's...
Yeah, she's got a Tic Tac for you.
Randy May Ames, blonde hair don't care. I don't know what color your hair is right now, Randy. Get in touch. Let us know. Angie Saldivar.
Hi, Angie.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Michelle McKibben.
Oh, Michelle.
Amy Cunt.
Hi, Amy.
Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
Oh.
Those two.
Yay. All right, buddy. What's happening?
So I pull up this morning.
Yeah.
To the studio.
You look like a rocker chick today.
I do?
Yeah.
This is my Kathy friend type
outfit.
Oh,
are you kidding me? Really?
How she will dress you. I'm wearing kind of a rock and roll
t-shirt. If Kate Morango would just stop talking my ear off for a second, I could get on the phone with Kathy friend.
Exactly. Okay, so I get this text from Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that was from yesterday. This is my life. Yesterday's text was just, hi, we ordering food?
Uh-huh.
Bitch, I already ordered it. Not, no, make yourself something.
Right.
No, I already ordered
it. Right.
How dare you? It's already ordered. It's on the way. Look for the Domino's delivery. Okay, so today, 8:07. Okay, so I pull up just ready to relax, talk about my week.
Right.
You know,
right.
I got a text from Sadie. Xander just had a breakdown and took it out on me. And when I got up to go to my room, he pushed me. So I said, did you put your hands on me? And she used quotes. I love that she.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he laughed at me and told me I sound like a Karen and came in my room to tell me to stop crying and then goes back to the couch and cries. Although she did spell cries, C-R-Y apostrophe S. And I wrote, why is he having a breakdown?
And this is how you spell cries.
And she wrote, he has an NY in history. So an NY means not yet.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's anything below a C is a not yet.
Uh-huh.
And then she wrote, I said, why does he have an NY? And she wrote, I don't know. Although she didn't say, I don't know. She said, IDK. IDK, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It looks like he would have an A or a B based on his work. So she's being a total mom.
Is she?
Yeah. Isn't this like an Italian?
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
I said, so he's basically getting a D or an F? And she wrote, yes.
Ugh.
And I said, does he have any missing assignments? Do you love, though, how I'm like dealing with her?
Yes.
Instead of, I did
finding
try to
out
call
yourself.
Him. Yeah. So she wrote, so does he have missing assignments? And she wrote, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'll ask him. And then I said, I feel like I would have heard from the teacher if he had a not yet. And she goes, let me ask him. And I said, are you in class right now? And she said, we just ended the do now. So then I said, I tried calling him. I tried calling him and he didn't answer. And I said, I'm sorry he pushed you. I will deal with this after I'm done working.
Mm-hmm.
I should have put,
and you
working,
put working in quotes.
I will deal with this after I come home from telling this story on my podcast. Keep going.
What
Tell
else
me
you got?
More.
You're all licking your pencil, writing everything down in the car.
So she wrote, he wasn't with his phone. And then she goes, it's okay. And I said, it's not okay. It's unacceptable. And I will figure out what's happening with history. And she wrote, okay, thank you. Total Natalia, right?
Yes.
So I said, I want to know if he has missing. I don't know why now I'm treating her like
she's
my assistant.
Right.
Like, I was like, I want to know if he has missing assignments.
Get Xander
on the
phone.
He does all the same things you do, right? Because now I'm obsessing about it, right?
Right.
Like instead of honestly like a healthier person that would be like, I'll deal with this when I get
home.
Right. Now I'm like hot on the trail.
Right.
Like, what's wrong with me? I'm in. She sucked me in. Forget the whole calling her a Karen, pushing her. I'm what is happening in school? And you know why? You know why this triggered me? I'll tell you why. Because we got an email from the principal like, I don't know, a week ago,
right.
2 weeks ago, that was like, hey, you should be checking in on your kids' grades on PowerSchool.
Right.
Do you know your – make sure you know your login and so that you can go in.
Right.
And I was like, I don't
need
that.
Yeah, login schmoggin.
Yeah. Right?
I'll figure it out when I get the progress report.
Right? If there's a problem, someone will alert me. Why do I why do I have to do the work?
Yeah,
I'm
right.
at school.
Right.
Now I got to figure out logins.
Right.
I can barely keep track of my – I can't get back into my PayPal half the time. Now I got to sign into PowerSchool and figure out what these fuckers
are
doing.
PowerSchool.
What they're missing. Oh, they're missing an assignment. Uh-huh. Well, they'll figure it out.
Right. That's how
Apparently
I am.
Not.
No, but I'm the same way. I'm glad you brought this up because how come I don't go in and look in there and see what they've been doing? I just figure like if there's really a problem, I'll know about it.
That's what
somebody will tell me something.
And I pride myself with not being so controlling.
Yeah.
That I'm constantly. And I also feel like with my addictive personality, once I open that Pandora's box, I'm going to be reading. I'm going to be looking at their progress. All
right.
Well, who am I fooling? No, I won't. No. I'll be eating saltwater taffy by the dozens.
Well, didn't you get this started on the Facebook page?
Yes.
That somebody went and looked for saltwater taffy?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole thing now. Yeah,
oh,
and I got
my
shipment of saltwater taffy.
Where is it? Did you bring it in?
I should have brought some in.
Fucking Stephanie.
Bag. I know. It's weird flavors, though.
I don't care. What do I care? I'm not picky.
I'll bring some in next week if there's any left.
The fuck?
So, yeah. So, like, I think, made me feel guilty. Like, I wouldn't know if he has a knot yet but I'm pretty sure I remember something about if your kid is not doing well, your teacher will tell you.
Right.
Because they're going to try to help them.
Right.
So now I'm mad at the teacher.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, well, if he has a knot yet, nobody told me. That's on them.
What's up with the teacher? Maybe they're lazy. Like, get on it.
How come you're not – maybe you need better
communication
with the parents.
Right.
So she wrote – okay, so then
– oh, my God.
So then – she said, I said, I want to know if he has missing assignments. You guys do all the same things, right? And then she wrote, yes, I don't really see him not do the work. She spelled really R-L-Y.
Well, you got to pick on her spelling.
No, it's just text.
Oh,
it's
the text.
Spelling.
Yeah, yeah, R-L-Y.
Thing, yeah, that
right.
I'm picking on.
Right.
But no, it's just funny how.
Yeah, the shortcut.
The kids.
I know.
When they text
There's some
you.
Times where I'm like, what is T-S-W? I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Tough shit, woman. No, I don't know.
So then. She wrote, yes, I don't really see him not do the work. I might know the issue. Hold on. So now I'm like, oh, I should be going in to start the podcast, but hold on. Yeah, I'm holding.
Yeah.
So then – but then I couldn't hold on that long. So I was like, is he doing stuff and not turning it in correctly?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
So she writes, yes, we just checked and nothing is missing and he scores high on most of his stuff. Maybe he's not doing his showbie work.
Mm.
Like, I know what the fuck showbie is. What the – what
well, is
I know? How would I know? I'm not involved in your schooling in any way because you already – we already have an understanding that I'm that can't be bothered
care.
To
right.
sign in.
Right.
So now you're assuming I know what showbie means?
Yeah, right.
So I wrote, what's the showbie work?
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing my ass here. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what we're talking about. She said, we just get assignments on showbie. The app. Like, I'm – like, that's
like,
going to ring a bell.
Uh-huh.
Like, so – she said, where he can lose his work. And I said, but I thought he's not missing assignments. And she said, when he swipes left. Yeah, it says nothing's missing. So then I'm like, this was history. So I said, do you have history today? And she wrote next class. And I was like, okay. Xander needs to ask the teacher what's up and find out why he has an NY. And I can email the teacher when I get home. And then she wrote KK. And then as you walked in, that's when Xander called me crying.
Right.
This was our conversation. Mom, I'm very stressed out right now because I have a knot yet in history. And I was like, I heard.
Aww,
and I also heard
Adam.
You called Sadie a Karen and pushed her. And he was like, I did.
Aww.
And I was like, well, why do you think you have a knot yet? You're doing – and he's like, I don't know. I'm doing all my assignments.
Aww.
And then I said, okay, well – it's fine. Like, we're going to work it out. He's not a kid who just blows off work.
Right.
He's not lazy.
Right.
And I just told him this is not anything worth getting stressed out about.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Right.
And you're not going to – you're going to do fine. I'll be surprised if you don't end up with great grades at the end of the semester. And he was like, I just don't know what's wrong.
Oh, well, you know, I wanted to know, like, what did – I never asked you, what does Sadie think of the new school?
She's
everything.
Fine. So last year, she – there's my eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, she got really stressed out over similar issues, a lot of technical stuff, figuring out how to turn stuff in. And now she gets it.
Right.
So I think she's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
Right.
But I think he's – I don't know. He's just constantly getting upset about how to turn stuff in. And I don't know. Maybe he's not turning something in correctly. It's –
I'm having
so many
issues.
Apps.
Yeah.
There's like a different app for every class uses something different. And there's like Power Schools and Google
right.
Docs and Google Classroom and this Shobee thing that I'm hearing about.
Right.
And then the math uses another one.
Yeah,
and
I know. It's like, there's tons of apps. I know.
Shit's going to go sideways in these classes.
It's going sideways. I know. Sonny's having a heart. It's the same thing. Like, found out that he had a couple assignments missing in physics. And it was the same thing. It's like, why are you missing three assignments already? Well, I just don't know how to attach it. I don't know. And I said,
right?
Natalia's not missing it. Because then I get mad because now I have to go into the fucking program and look and see. I don't want to do that.
Right, that's
not my
job.
Business.
Yeah.
None of my business. So I got to take the time out to go on and see, well, Natalia's turning it in.
Right.
So how come you haven't?
Right.
Why don't you just walk three steps and go ask her if you don't know?
Right.
And then he can't be the one that's like – that she knows something and he doesn't.
Yes.
And she knows how to do something and he doesn't.
That's
so then
how
he
Xander
gets
is.
Even pissed, more upset.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Natalia got in trouble. Uh-huh.
What happened?
Yeah. Let's talk about Bombas. Yeah, let's talk about Bombas. Do you know how much I love these Bombas socks, right?
Me too.
But one of the things that I do really love about them is that every pair of socks you purchase, they donate a pair to someone in need. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I don't care about that. I love the socks.
Yeah.
It's like walking with a mattress under your foot, you know? It's like walking on a bed.
Right.
It is.
Right.
They're so
you didn't
thick
think
and cushy.
Yes, totally.
And springy.
All my socks are Bombas.
I ran a marathon in them. Okay, that's a slight exaggeration. I didn't run at all, but I could have because they're super comfortable.
Because you never thought that anybody could reinvent the sock.
I know.
But they did.
They like, really did.
They totally did. They got all the details right.
Another thing I love about them is they don't – you know how cheap socks that you buy shrink?
Yeah.
When you put them in the dryer?
Right.
All of a sudden you're like, what? Is a toddler supposed to wear
yeah,
this
Yeah, I know, right?
The Bombas – all my Bombas socks fit the
perfect.
Same as they did when I
yeah,
got them.
Yeah, totally. And they
that.
Have all different styles, all different colors, you know, knee socks, short socks. Give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/FCOL. That's bombas.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off your first purchase. So go to bombas.com/FCOL.
Okay, now we're going to talk about Madison Reed. And,
yeah.
And I have to tell you something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I use Madison
right.
Reed. And I went and got my hair cut the other day.
Uh-huh.
And my hairstylist was like, oh, your hair's like so healthy and soft and whatever. And then he asked me what if I color my hair. And I said, yeah. And he's like, well, what do you use? And I said, I use Madison Reed. And he was like, oh, I love – yeah. He's like, that's actually really good color and it doesn't damage – that's why your hair is so healthy.
Right. Wow.
I know.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes. It's much better than the – and it's so much more convenient and you can match your color shade.
So easy.
Exactly. For what you want. You see pictures of it online. Mm-hmm. You know in the drugstore if you buy cheap drugstore color?
Yeah.
And you see the picture and it never matches.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever tried coloring.
I've never tried it at home.
It doesn't match correctly.
Right.
This is – you get to see it online. You see the pictures. You answer the quiz so you can get your exact color match.
Yes. It's multidimensional. It looks so good.
Yeah. And it starts at only $22. So it's it's very inexpensive. And then you don't have to spend 14 hours at the hair salon.
Exactly.
You know.
Right.
And tip someone $20 because they brought you a Diet Coke.
Right. That's
yeah,
true.
I love it. For Crying Out Loud, listeners get 10% off plus free shipping on their first color kit with code FCOL. That's code FCOL. So find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com. That's madison-reed.com. You get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit, code FCOL. Do it.
Do it.
Okay, so Natalia, what happened?
So what happened? I got another story too. Okay, so yeah, Natalia's taken this Spanish one.
Okay.
You would think.
Elby did that last year.
Yeah. So you'd think it'd be easy. For some reason, it's really hard for her. You know why? She memorizes it and then forgets it. Like she'll memorize the word. I think this is what she's doing. Then she forgets it. There's a boy I think that she likes because she's on the phone with him a lot and they study together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the same Spanish class, but he's in a different period. So she's like at span in the first period and he's like in fifth period or vice versa, whatever. So I guess I don't know. Stephanie, I don't get the details.
Right.
I don't sweat those details. But on the test they had, there was like some sort of different – or you had to put something in order, whatever.
Right. You're like, what's our next TV series we're going to watch?
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
She's like, Mom, I need to tell you about what's happening in school, my Spanish. You're like, but first let's pick our movie for tonight.
So I get this text, Mom, all capital, Mom.
Ooh.
Yeah. In the middle of the day, and I'm like, what? And then she doesn't answer. And I said, what? And she goes, I'll have to tell you. And so she, during break, she comes out and she goes, Mom, I just got in trouble for cheating. I don't know if he knows it's me particularly, but her friend, let's call him, what should we call him? Andy.
Okay.
Andy in first, he's got the first period Spanish. The teacher says, apparently, so I got the test back. He's very boring. I got the test back from everyone. Everybody did pretty well. And he goes, however, we have some cheaters in our group. Yeah. And he said somebody in first period and somebody in fifth period thought it was a good idea to swap answers. And Andy was like, oh, shit. Andy was like, I don't really care that much because
Who was it in first period?
Andy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So he texts Natalia immediately and busted. And so she comes in and she's telling me this.
So they already had corrected their test, so he knew the correct answer to tell Natalia?
He's a good student. He knows he's really good at it.
Okay.
Apparently. And he gave her, like, helped her with the answers.
I wonder how the teacher would even find out.
I have no idea because he switched – I asked her that. I guess the way he switches things in their order. So in first – you know what I mean?
Oh, so in fifth period he had a slightly different test and she had the answers the way that Andy had his answers.
Right. He's not an idiot. The teacher's been there for like 80 years. You know what I mean? He's about to retire.
Right.
I'm sure this is not the first time this has come across his eyes.
Right.
So – and she's like, so what you have to do, Mom, is when he calls you, you have to tell him, you take my phone away. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
Oh.
I am going to take your phone away. That you take my phone away during class time. So there's no, how would I cheat? How would I know? How do I? And he's not, he can look into our something in our Google Classroom, but who does that? Nobody gives each other the notes through that. Like, we all just snap each other the notes or whatever. And I'm like, my head's spinning, and I'm going, I don't know what to be more
so
angry
you have
with
to cover
first.
For her? She's like, here's our cover story, Mom.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, yeah, I mean,
what
I don't
do
want-
I get? I don't know what am I like, should I be mad at the fact that she's cheating, or should I be incensed at the fact that
the cover up is worse than the crime?
Right. I said, listen, first of all, if you're going to cheat, do it right. What are you thinking? And then what she did was she said she realized like three questions in it wasn't in the same order or something. So she scratched them out.
Oh.
I go, what do you mean scratched out? She goes, you know, with the pen, you scratch it. I'm like, Natalia, you know how bad that looks? You need to just come clean and just go, you know what? I'm sorry. You're right. I'm not ratting out Andy. I'm not ratting him out. I said, well, you don't have to, but, you know, and then she got Andy on the phone, it was during break, and she was like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And he's like, listen, I don't care, he said, because I gave you the answers.
It could have been anybody, though, from the first period.
It could have, yeah. So I think he's hoping that somebody comes forward. And she was just sweating it all day long. And I was like, listen, I'm not, if he comes to me, I'm going to talk to you first before I answer him, but I'm not going to cover up for you, Natalia. That's ridiculous. You need to just come forward. Come on. And she's like, I'm not. I go, so then I hear her talking to Andy on the phone. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Andy, pretend to me, Mr. So-and-so. You ask me. So I hear him in the background going, Natalia, did you cheat? And she goes, we mean cheat. No. And then he goes, are you sure, Natalia? And she goes, no, I didn't cheat. And he goes, You promise? And I go, hold on. Hold on. I can't help but overhear this ridiculous fucking conversation.
This is a scene from The Notebook. Right. You're not going to be like, you promise?
And then Andy goes, yeah, you're right. That was a dumb question. He goes, okay, start over. It's like you hear this little teenage voice, this like deep teenager voice. All right, start over. So I'm like, this is ridiculous. Just come clean. So he didn't ask anybody in first period. Like, he just said, if you come forward, you're not going to get, the punishment's going to be less severe, something like that. And, you know, and Natalia's like, well, of course he's going to say that. I said, but I'm not covering up for you. So she was sweating all day. And then at the end, I get another text at the end of the day. Mom, he never brought it up. I said, well, I don't know if that means you're in the clear. You know,
did she get a grade on her test?
I don't know.
You know, how are we supposed to know?
How am I supposed to know? I mean, what do I – I don't know. I figure if something's wrong, I'll find out, right? Just like you.
Right.
Somebody will let me know.
Wow. I would be so nervous though still. Like if I were her.
I mean, I know.
When do you get to – maybe he's – maybe that's what he's doing. He's like making her sweat.
Right. That's what I told her. I said, you don't know. I said, you better be prepared. Because of the role play I heard you two doing is a sorry excuse.
That's horrible. I thought we were friends.
Andy.
She's gonna fall down during an interrogation.
She told me. No way.
She'd be like, No, I didn't.
Come Natalia. On, Natalia.
I thought we was friends.
What's up, Natalia? You were all talking to me earlier. We were pals.
You want your phone back, don't you? You want to talk to your friends, don't you?
Come on now, Natalia.
I'm not going to be mad. Just tell me what happened. And who did you do this with? Come on, Natalia. She's going to be like, really?
I know.
You're not going to – I'm not going to get in trouble? No. Now, why would I get you in trouble? I just want you to talk to me. That's all.
Just talk. We're just talking. Just talking. Just like two friends. Two friends.
Oh, my God.
That's a – yeah. She would make a horrible serial killer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Then the other day – so you know how Adam hates the whole Postmates and all that crap, right?
Yes.
I do – I did tell them one day a week I'll get Starbucks. Like that – don't ask me anymore because there is a Starbucks like walking distance.
Right.
I'm like – I'm not – that's it. Just one day a week. I should probably pick a day. But so the other day she was like, it's one day a week. So can we – I don't know. And it's going to be the day where daddy is gone to work already.
Right.
You got to wait until he leaves.
Right.
And then I'll – right. So, of course, daddy's home until like 12 o'clock. What the fuck? Anyway, and she's – so she's texting me. Can we get Starbucks? And I said, No, not today. Please, I'll go get it when they drop it off. Just tell me when it gets dropped off. I'll go get it. I'm like, no, I don't know. Just wait another hour. No. So I said, then okay, let's order it and then you go get it. So she's sitting. Now she moves her laptop to the window so she can see when the guy pulls up. And she's sitting at the window. Then I get a text. Mom, he went to the next door neighbor's house. I was like, what? Really? Usually these Postmate people are fine. Like they
right.
– I've never really been screwed over by – and I use them a lot.
Right.
So I'm like, next door? Really? And she goes, yeah, I watched him. He got out of the car. I said, all right. So I just like – I'm in my pajamas. You know, it's like 9:30. I go next door. I knock on the door.
I love how 9:30 feels like the crack of dawn.
I know.
And like it's 9:30.
Also with the smoke in the air, it feels like – it feels like an overcast day, you know, and it's like cloudy. So I go next door and I know that the parents are out of town and the older daughter is there with her boyfriend that in the house next door. And the garage is open and the dogs are barking and I ring the doorbell and the boyfriend comes to the door and I tell them like, I guess the Starbucks guy, and he goes, oh, I didn't get – did you hear anything? No. We didn't get a ring. No. Really? Okay, well,
can you – tried to steal your Starbucks?
No.
No.
No, they didn't try and take the one matcha whatever she gets and the bagel. So he goes, let me go look in the back door, at the back door. Because on the app, I say, go to the back door. Oh. Don't ring the bell.
Okay.
See man with eyebrows, run the other way. So it says that on the app. So he's like, okay, let me go check. He checks. Nothing. I come back. Now she's back in her room. I say, Natalia, there's nothing there. Then I go look around the house. I'm looking everywhere. I go, you sure? She goes, yes. I saw him hold the tray with the star. I saw my drink. I was like, I don't see it. And they don't have it. And I don't, why would they take it, you know? So I'm looking at her. She's like, ugh. I go, all right, just let me go get it. So I order and go pick it up because I don't want to – I'm worried that Adam's just going to walk outside because you know how it is with me.
Yes.
The universe collides and
yes.
Starbucks guy, Postmates shows up, Adam's leaving at the same time and it's
right.
A showdown in the driveway. It's fucking awful. I know. Without fail, it always happens.
It's a showdown at OK Corolla.
Right. Right. So
I think we have the title for our show.
Yeah. OK Corolla. Showdown.
At OK Corolla. So go on.
So I go and get it for her, bring it back.
Is this mystery going to get solved, though? Because I'm
yes, it is.
Okay, good.
So I know you don't like unsolved mysteries.
I do not like cold cases that don't.
I know. Now Stephanie's packing it up over
case.
Here.
I'm going to be asking about this like 2 months down the line. I'm
yeah.
going to be like,
where
but
the
what about that Starbucks?
Right. Because she saw it with
right.
her
she
own
saw
eyes.
The guy.
Yes, she did.
Did she see them going to the neighbor's house?
She said she saw him going. There's a. So we have this long driveway.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's, she said, she saw him pull up in front of the neighbor's house,
okay.
walk towards our driveway, but walked up their driveway.
Okay.
All right. So, mind you, Natalia's
and
got.
Had you ordered food for Sunny too?
No, because I made him food already.
Okay.
Right. I offered her.
Lower
she didn't
maintenance.
Want. Huh? Yeah, lower maintenance. Sunny. He's like the, you know, the,
yeah.
the old lady or, you know, the cat. Or, you know, whoever
yeah,
it
yeah,
is
yeah,
that
yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah,
slide
yeah.
the pizza underneath his door.
Yes.
Right.
So he's like, oh,
he's fine.
Starbucks.
Right.
Okay.
It's fine.
Go on.
So I go and pick it up for her. I bring it to her. And then don't think anything of it, pretty much. Again, I'm like, I don't know what happened. Maybe it is sitting in the yard somewhere. Who knows? I look everywhere. I don't see it. All right. Later on that night. Like 11
Phil
o'clock.
Phil has to get his stomach pumped.
Oh, my God. 11 o'clock at night, Adam comes in the room and goes, did you – what – did somebody order Starbucks this morning? And I said, oh God. And my stomach just – I go, yeah, I did. And he goes, God damn it, Lynette. And I go, what? And he goes, you know – I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, I was going on my morning walk. When did he start having the morning walk?
Morning constitutional.
Right. So
okay.
He's going on his morning walk.
What is he, 57?
I really.
Oh, he is, right?
Yeah, he is. So. Yeah.
What is he, 80?
Yeah. Like Mr.
I was going on my morning constitutional. No, you weren't. Was he?
I don't know what he was doing. So he was going on his walk and he goes, I'm walking out of the driveway, and there comes the Starbucks guy headed up my driveway, and he goes – and he's about to hand it to me because he thinks I'm coming for it. And I just grunt and go, that way. And I just point up the driveway. And that was it. And I didn't think anything of it, just like the rest of us.
Right.
And then I'm outside tonight with the trash, and I look, and there's fucking the Starbucks sitting on the stairs back there, covered in ants. The whole thing's spilled. It's sticky. There's a whole, you know, bagel, half-eaten, like just animals got to it out in the back.
They didn't eat the animals didn't want the whole bagel?
No, I don't know.
Starbucks bagel's not the best.
It's not the
Maybe
best.
Maybe the animals were like, eh,
yeah,
I've had better.
The ants
I've had
are
better bagels.
Infested.
Do you have any cream cheese?
Right. Infested. And I was like, oh, well, that explains it. Yeah.
Mystery solved.
Right. I told Natalia that.
But how did you not see it?
That's what I
In
said.
In the first place, right after it got delivered, you went out and looked.
I did.
Where was it?
Because Adam pointed up. and went that way or something.
Okay.
He must have went all the way, like, I don't know. Like, where did he meet him in the driveway? Could have been by the door. Maybe the guy thought he meant all the way. Who knows? It was way
so
up in the back of the backyard.
Back door.
No, it was past the back door, like by the fence, like on the stairs going into our backyard.
Oh.
I didn't look there. I mean, I was out
why
there,
was
looked
Adam
around.
Out there later?
I don't know. Oh, he was taking the trash out. It was by the trash.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, boy. And then was he mad? Was he like, why are you ordering Starbucks?
Well, it was that and also just a waste. You know how he hates to – you know, he loves it when we
did
waste.
He ask you if you could eat it anyway?
Yeah, he saved it. He wrapped it up and saved it for me.
Listen, what's a little ants?
Right.
It's part of nature.
Walk it off.
Oh, man.
I know.
God.
Bad, right? I can't win with this fucking Postmates.
It's your luck.
It's really
bad luck for
right,
you.
Right. It is bad luck. So this morning, she, of course, she has a friend come today because they want to do schooling together or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, LB has a friend over right now, too.
Really? Yeah. So, of course, she comes over. And then she comes out of her room, Mom, can we get Starbucks? I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your mind? I said, no, I'm not. But you say one day a week. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to figure out what day that is, but it's
but
not today.
I thought you just – oh, because today's Monday, so this was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I think you're almost safer just going and getting it.
I know.
Because otherwise you're going to be so scared every time.
I know. I'm not.
And like trying to intercept the guy.
Right.
Is that really any more relaxing than just if you ordered it and ran
right,
up and got
pick
it
up. I know. I'm going to totally do that.
And just make her wait. Go, I'm not getting it at the crack of dawn.
Right. Yeah.
Just, you can have it for like second period.
Right. Exactly.
That's probably how I would do it.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. Because listen, and also, and then he goes, just scramble her up some eggs and give her a bagel. Like, why do we have to go and get a bagel? That's the other thing, because we have bagels. She doesn't want those bagels. She wants Starbucks bagel. And she has too much seeds on the bagels we have. I don't know. And he's like, just give her, we have it. Why?
Because I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's like when we were kids and it was the difference between like you want McDonald's, but your parents go, it's the Eddie Murphy bit. It's like,
right.
Oh, you got a house burger or whatever. It's like, I don't want
onions popping out of it,
a
bell
burger
peppers.
That, like,
right.
Somebody just put together from like, you know.
Right.
Oh,
that's totally true.
Shit they found in the refrigerator.
Right.
Well, what do you don't like relish in your burger?
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't. Like, what?
Big old house
you want
burger.
A McDonald's burger. Like, I don't know. Somehow it tastes better when it's from like a place.
Right. Absolutely.
Even,
I get it.
Even though I'll be honest, like I don't like Starbucks. I'd rather just have one from home too.
Yeah.
But what I do is I buy a bunch of bagels like once a week from Western Bagel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I freeze them. And then they're good. You pop it in the microwave for 20 seconds and then you toast it. And it's really better than
– Really?
It's much better than store-bought.
Oh, I got to do that.
Bagels.
That's so much better.
And it's not really that expensive. Like you – I mean, it's – it probably costs more, but it tastes better.
Right.
And also, LB is weirdly a little bit like Natalia in this way that she can taste the difference between different kinds of cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't like store-bought cream cheese. She likes the Western Bagel cream cheese.
She's got good taste. I could tell the difference,
she
too.
She hates Trader Joe's cream cheese. She just won't eat it.
Right.
And if I don't know if you remember this, but when she was really young, I mean like 4, 5, 6, probably when we first started our show, she would only eat – she ate bagels like 3 times
a day. I remember that.
She only ate bagels.
Totally.
She could eat a bagel for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack.
Right.
Like, and she just didn't want to eat other foods.
Yeah.
And I had bigger fish to fry than worrying about like what she getting her to eat other foods.
Right.
I mean, I had my concerns, but I was also pregnant with twins or had just had twins. I was like, I don't care. Just put some food in this kid.
Right.
And now she eats normally.
Yeah, what does
she
eat
still has quirks.
Yeah.
LB doesn't eat like on a schedule.
Yeah.
She eats on her own schedule.
Right.
She's like all of a sudden she'll be starving to death and she'll eat like 2 dinners. But then she won't eat breakfast.
So
she'll eat like – she eats like what – if here's what will happen. I'll come home like say today.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids won't really have eaten much, or they'll have eaten some. Sadie and Xander are better at it. Like they will make themselves some eggs.
They will. Mm-hmm. She does that.
Or make some toast or something. Mm-hmm. But then I'll come home and it'll be, let's say it's like 1 or 2 o'clock and they won't have really eaten that much. So I'll make like some fried Trader Joe's fried rice.
Yeah.
Like I'll make something super easy and then just like tell them all to serve themselves some lunch.
Right, right.
And she'll have some. Mm-hmm. But her hunger doesn't really get going until later. And then all of a sudden she'll be like, I'm starving. Can we get Chipotle?
Right. But then – so you get her Chipotle.
Can I eat some Takis?
Does she eat dinner like with
– Yeah.
Yeah.
She eats dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean –
Because Sonny will eat lunch like at now with this distance learning. He'll eat lunch at like 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's not hungry when everybody wants to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are on, believe me, such a weird schedule.
Yeah.
You know, we should do our second ad.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Noom.
And then get back to stuff. Noom is – listen, if you're struggling with your weight, with your health, with your habits during the pandemic.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm just making this up. I'm not reading a page.
I know. She's looking right at me.
Yeah. Because, listen, am I a bit of an advertising genius?
Paper
probably.
Out of here. We don't need these papers. Kaylin, come get these.
No, because the truth of the matter is we're all having a hard time
keeping
up good habits because it's hard to find motivation.
Habit right
when
now.
You're home
I know.
All the time.
I know.
Can't go to the gym. But Noom can really help you get back on track.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Keeps you accountable, helps you make better choices, helps you get back to your good habits in a gentle way.
In a gentle way. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a diet.
Right.
It's not a diet.
No.
It's just accountability.
Yes. Accountability. Exactly. So better self-care, feeling confident in your clothing, more energy.
I've been using it. And even though I'm allowing myself things like saltwater taffy,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really helping me in other ways do better things and kind of keep on track. That's why I've been doing my swimming.
Oh, yes.
Yes, thanks to Noom.
Thank you.
It's a good,
awesome.
Motivator.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps can make big progress. And you guys can sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/FCOL. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/FCOL to start your trial today. That's Noom, Noom.com/FCOL.
Also, Tommy John.
Yes.
One of our favorite. Listen, everybody's just chilling at home now, working. Now's the time to get your Tommy John on, baby.
I have the those little jogger pants that I told you about.
Yeah,
striped
me too.
On each side.
Yeah,
I
have that. What
I'm
color?
I'm not bragging. They're like a maroon.
Maroon, me too.
You have those
too
with the pink. It's like a pink and beige stripe on the side.
Right.
Okay, I'm not trying to brag, but I wore them for 3 days straight.
Oh,
to the point that John was like, have you washed those? And I was like, it's really none of your business.
Step off.
They were full of like Penelope hair.
Right.
I didn't care. Penelope hair don't care.
Penelope hair don't
They're
care.
They're so comfortable. I couldn't take them off.
Right.
I was sleeping in them and then I'd be like, I'm not going to change these. They're so cozy.
I don't blame you. They are so cozy.
Yeah.
They're so cozy and they're so breathable. They have the ultra breathable underwear bras. They have a range of summer ready options. But they're cool cotton underwear for men and women. Guys, that's the best. If, you know, it's like having your own on-body AC. Keeps you cool. Made of premium natural Pima cotton. Layers are built for next level comfort. You can layer everything too. So listen, why don't you just get your first pair, best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. That's what they say. So for a limited time, you can go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off your first order. So go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
So, okay, what were you just saying about – it was about Natalia. Oh, my God.
My
Kayla,
God.
What were we talking about?
Food. Kaylin doesn't even remember.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about what they eat. Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lynette.
Oh my
God, I'm so old.
I know.
What is wrong with me?
Well, it's like contagious. When you say, what were we talking about, then
it
draw a blank.
It completely went out of my head.
I know.
It's like talking to someone's old grandma. Like, horrible. It's okay, dear. We'll talk about something else.
Right.
No, we got to – and then people at home are going to be like,
oh, yeah, what? You left us hanging with the bagels.
We were talking about what they eating for dinner.
Right, right.
And that they're not hungry. And I was going to say about what we make for dinner.
Yeah.
I oftentimes make – well, I make a lot of sort of easy meals. Mm-hmm. This is so not our normal
type of show.
I know. But I have like – okay, for instance, tonight – this is what happens too. I'll plan something. Mm-hmm. I'm not making like, you know, chicken paprika or anything.
Right.
But I buy this chicken at Trader Joe's that's it's in the refrigerator section. Have you heard of like the chicken shawarma?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's something like that, but it's red and it's more of like a Mexican.
I know what you, I buy that.
It's right next to it's like the vacuum sealed and in the refrigerator section. Anyway, I buy a couple of those.
Okay.
I'll take a picture of it for you and show you.
All right.
And then you bake it in the oven.
Mm.
It comes out really yummy. And then I get some pita bread and I get the garlic paste they make and the cucumber dip stuff and hummus. And then we make like a Greek, like put the chicken in the pita with the
– God, that sounds so
good.
With
the three sauces. And all my kids love that. That's an easy meal that I'll do like once every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times I plan something like that because you and I are both like this. I can't plan meals for the week.
I know.
It's a bridge too far. Plus, I'm never going to actually make the shit that I plan.
Right.
So a lot of times I'm going to be like, I'm busy. Let's order Domino's or whatever.
Exactly.
So – I'll plan like one meal at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day I get sidetracked and don't make that. And then I go, I'm going to make it. I'm for sure going to make it tomorrow night. And then I realize like last night I went and did something else around dinner time. So I'm like.
Then it gets out the window.
So John ordered fat salads for the kids. And
far
be it for him to make the thing that I was like, it's just he'd need just to do that, just to put – I'd have to be like – okay.
Right.
So on the chicken, do you see where it says what temperature to set the oven to?
You guys are like Survivor contestants. Like one's the blind one and then you're like directing him where to go. Okay.
Yes.
Do you see to your left? Touch to your left. Your left is where the seasonings are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, take a picture of the oven. Show it to me. Okay. See the button where it says bake. You're going to want to press that one. Then there's little arrows. You see the up and down arrows? Then you're going to set the temperature. You want 425. Okay. Is that what it – oh, it doesn't say that? Okay, 450. Okay, then go ahead. Whatever it says, do that.
Exactly. I know.
Then I'll get a text later. How do I turn the oven off? Or is it done? I'll get a text. Is it done? I don't know.
I don't know. I want to know what that chicken is.
Oh, it's like
great.
It starts with an H, but I'll just –
I don't have any.
Go- so
what,
good.
What is like – I don't know. You know the problem I have is – my son, he just can't. Sonny is the biggest. Olga would make it and he'll eat it in a second. I come along and make the same thing. And it's like, I make a baked chicken that's easy.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. I get all the ingredients. I just mix up a bunch of olive oil and garlic and parsley or whatever.
Yeah.
Lemon, bake it, done. And he's like, yeah, it's okay. I don't know. He has like, he just doesn't. Can we get something else to eat? Is there any leftovers from that pizza the other night? Like, why the you cucciolone you? Why can't you eat what your mother makes you?
Oh, my God. What's a cucciolone?
Oh, my God. This kid. Cucciolone. Stubborn.
Did I tell you? Tromba la facch.
This kid. The nerve. Kick him in the balls. You know, like,
cucciolone. I'm writing that
down. Cucciolone is a – I never told you this. Cucciolone is a stubborn – guy.
Oh,
cucciolone.
Cucciolone.
It might mean something worse, maybe. I don't know. But my parents told me. And then chiacchierone is the guy that talks all the time.
Oh,
like, ba-beep, 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 ba-beep. Like, my uncle would come over and give my mom a headache. Oh, the Angelo, he gives me a headache. Ba-beep, ba-beep, ba-beep. He doesn't stop talking. Yeah.
And she'd call him a cacalone?
Cacchierone. That's what I call Adam.
Cacchierone.
He's a cac. It sounds like it, doesn't it? Cacchierone.
Cacchierone. I'm not going to be able to pronounce
that one.
Cacchierone. Cucciolone I can do.
My brother has a horse named Cucciolone because he's stubborn.
Oh, my God.
Or he used to a long time. Yeah.
So you can't just go sunny, just eat it.
Just eat it. No. Mm-mm. He doesn't want it. He's very picky. Natalia's been very good at eating healthy and stuff, but I don't know. And everybody's on a different schedule. Nobody
they all
like,
are, I know. Even with the pandemic.
Yeah, I know.
You'd think we'd all be on the same schedule.
Right.
But no, yeah. Also, my kids snack a lot.
Yeah.
So they snack and it's like, it's 5 o'clock.
Right.
And then they go, oh, we're not going to have dinner for another couple hours, which is probably true.
Right.
By the time I get around to making
something. I know. That's the other thing. We eat late.
Yeah.
Do your kids ever go to the pantry and open it up and go, there's nothing to eat. There's no good snacks. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, every day.
We have no good snacks.
I swear I've reverted back to how I was pre-corona, where I am going to the store like almost every single
day.
Yeah,
I know.
Because there's something I need or thought I was having the stuff to make dinner, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have a little story for you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of related to what we're talking about like kids. Kids today.
Kids these days.
Kids these days. Okay. I think I have time for this story.
Yeah.
It's probably 5 minutes. So Elby has just been on a tear about one of her teachers. She just can't stand this one teacher.
Mm.
And she – of course, she's like, all the kids. It's just he eats the worst and a lot of ranting about this teacher. And then – she was so up in arms the other day. She's like, Mom, you know, I got a it's like it was a score between 1 to 5 for participation.
Right.
She's like, I can't believe it. I got a 1 out of 5 for participation. But, Mom, you can't even ask a question because, you know, there's only time for whatever. She's going on and on and on about why she can't ask a question and then – then a bunch of other kids also got a 1 out of 5. And it lowered her grade in the class to like a D. So now she's getting a D.
That's
based
ridiculous.
On one thing. It is ridiculous,
yeah.
Right? But, you know, she is for the really one of the first times I've ever seen her just ranting about a teacher and just leading the charge of like everybody's getting riled up about it.
Right.
I said, well – so this is my bright idea. I was like, well, maybe you should send your teacher an email and just ask about, you know, how to participate. She's like, So a little bit later, she comes out, Mom, all these kids got a 1 out of 5 too. And they all want me to write an email to the teacher. They all wanted me to write an email. So I wrote an email.
Whoa.
I wrote the teacher an email. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah,
so
I do.
John and I are sitting on the like in the living room. She comes out. She's like, okay. Got her phone. She starts reading us the email and it's like, Dear Mr. Blobbity Blob, Dear Mr. Laffy Taffy, and it's immediately super accusatory. It's just like, I don't understand, and a lot of us don't understand, like how I'm supposed to get a participation grade if you don't like give us time to answer the question. This is not okay.
Oh my God.
It was so Gen Z, entitled.
I would love to hear that.
But, you know, it was so funny because I'm like, well, first of all, the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Right.
But I've learned, because we all learn as, like – I was almost laughing and John and I were kind of exchanging looks like so she finishes this letter that's just full of like fire and brimstone and like how this she's not going to go down quietly.
Right.
And then I was like, did you send it already? She's like, no, I haven't sent it yet. And I was like, OK. I was like, so can I give you some advice?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, OK, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was like, so. Here's the thing. Do you want to just like vent to your teacher or do you want things to get better in class? And she's like, well, I mean, I want things to get better, I guess. You know? And I was like, okay, because that is going to make him real mad.
Yeah.
I was like, teachers don't love to – I said the best case scenario is he's going to be mad. I go, the worst case scenario is he's going to be real mad. I said, I don't know if you want to lead with like, that's not okay. I said, you know,
because
your teacher's going to be like, oh, really? Really?
That's
it's not okay?
Okay.
Oh, thank
you. Oh, really,
you.
Norma Ray?
Thanks for letting me know, sophomore.
Right.
Yeah, I've been teaching for, you know, 40 years, but I didn't know. Thank you for opening my eyes. I didn't know the way I'm teaching isn't working for you. I'm so glad you've opened my – oh, it's not working for any of you.
Right?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a horse of a different color.
I should go home and take a long look in the mirror.
So we were like – yeah. And then I got to explain to her. I was like, you know, I have made that same mistake. I said, and, you know, gotten let go from jobs or, you know, not liked a whole lot, you know. I said, what you might want to do is you might want to make some I statements and say, and I go, you need to give him, you need to let him know that, like, I realize that this is such a tough situation. I said, he's learning how to deal with students. And I was like, whether he is or not, that's how you have to come across.
Right.
Like, I know this is hard for everybody. It must be so hard to teach over Zoom.
Right.
I'm wondering, I saw that I got a really low grade on participation. I'm wondering, how can I do better?
Right.
What's the best way to ask a question?
Yeah.
So she is like, to her credit, she wasn't defensive. She wasn't like, really? Giving me notes on my email? That is not okay.
Right. You're getting your email next. Bitch.
I'm going to go work on an email for you, especially for you and Dad.
Yeah.
No, she was like, she was put out a little bit, but she was like, okay.
I see your point.
I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see you. So she goes back. She comes back out. She's like, I rewrote the email. We were like, okay, all right, sure. And then she read it again, and it was much nicer. It still had a little bite, but I didn't want to. I was like, you know, let her learn.
Right. That's right.
But I was like, the what you don't want is for him to be like, oh, well, now you've shown me who you are.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
consider every future participation grade to be a one.
Right.
Just mark yourself down for a one for the rest of the semester.
You just participated yourself into a no grade. Zero.
But I was like, oh, my God, it's so interesting. Like, my little 15-year-old
is
like, oh, really? Oh, my mom's raised me to, like, speak up for myself.
Right.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
I think I overshot the mark on her. I was like, don't be me. Because do you remember me telling you when I had my first writing job on a dating game show?
Right.
On The Big Date.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in there all full of, like, stand-up comedy ego.
Right.
Like, oh, I know how to write good jokes.
Yeah.
And I would go into those meetings. We'd have meetings and you'd pitch your joke. So it's hard to explain, but you'd pitch your material.
Right.
To a little writer's. And I'd be like, okay. And then I'd do my joke. And then right on the spot – the supervisor would say yes or no to stuff.
Right.
And then we had a writer's assistant. So the writer's assistant would write down the ones that that everybody liked.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would read one and he'd be like, okay, what else you got?
Uh-huh.
And then I'd be like, maybe you didn't hear it. You know, let me read it again. And then he'd be like, no, I heard it. It's not in. And then I'd come back to it. Like, I'd read a few more, and then I'd be like, but, you know, maybe we should go back to the one I wrote. Like, I really feel good about that one. I think it's going to work.
Right,
I promise you.
Right.
I have a stand-up comedy background.
Right.
Oh, my God, did that not fly. But I couldn't stop myself, because even though I knew he was getting mad, I would still do it.
Right.
And one day he took me aside and he was like, stop fucking fighting for your material.
Oh, my God.
Don't get defensive. Like, you have to – the biggest lesson I can teach you, let it go.
Yeah.
You can write more.
Right.
And I was like, I know, but sometimes I just really feel strongly about it. And he's like, I know. He's like, but it's never going to get it in there. It's going to make the person more stubborn and more likely not to take it. And it was the best advice anyone's given me because it's the toughest thing is when you feel like you're right. And you're like, but maybe if I just tell them another way, they'll understand.
Exactly.
And, you know, you just have to learn. And obviously my 15-year-old doesn't understand human psychology.
Yeah,
and she will learn some of these lessons the hard way.
Right.
But wow, did I have to take that in of like stop fighting about.
Yeah.
Like, just go, okay.
Right. Yeah, it's a valuable lesson. It's a good lesson. And look at you. You're teaching your daughter that.
I know. I mean, believe me, I still –
oh, like, I know.
I still fight for stuff and get like don't realize how
that's
I'm
a creativity
across.
Thing. I think, yeah, you know, that's your creativity side.
Yeah, but it's really important because you will inadvertently get yourself into power struggles with people,
right?
And then you don't understand how you got into that struggle. Like then you're not like for someone like her, she's not going to understand like why doesn't my teacher like me?
Right?
Like I was just communicating, I was just expressing myself, and you're like, well, yeah, but you got off on the wrong foot by accusing him of being a bad teacher.
Right.
And that it's, you know.
Is that what she did?
Well,
pretty much?
Well, the way she – well, when you say to somebody, we all feel this way.
Yeah,
and it's just not okay to not give us an opportunity to participate and then give us a low grade. He's going to be like, well, it is okay because I did it. And
right.
I'm the teacher and you're the student.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
That was a great lesson.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good note to end on.
Yeah, this was a fun show.
We have a good Patreon this week, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Speaking of Patreon.
Hey, speaking of Patreon, the $50 level,
yeah.
My friend, so you know how I've told you about Xander's, well, Xander has a friend. They just recently had a sleepover, and I'm very good friends with the mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's an awesome person.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom has opened an Etsy store with the support of all her kids. She makes these amazing handmade crocheted stuffed animals.
Aww.
They're so precious.
Aww.
And they come with – they're all handmade, beautiful different styles. And they come with if you want a little mask for them.
How cute.
I know. You have to check out her Etsy store. And
what a good gift.
Yes. And her kids have been like loving all the stuff she makes
right.
for years. And they talked her into having an Etsy store. It's really beautiful stuff. And it makes a great like baby gift. If you know someone who's having a baby and you want to get
it's
them something
gift.
Really special.
Right.
And a portion of all her proceeds go to Save the Children COVID Relief.
Aww,
isn't
I love that,
that sweet?
That's really sweet.
So do me a favor. At least check out the site. It's called okay, get ready. Get a pen. It's called Meemaw's, like M-E-E-M-A-S, Meemaw's Boutique Shop, and then spelled
Meemaw's.
The English way, like
uh-huh.
S-H-O-P-P-E.
Uh-huh.
Meemaw's Boutique Shop.
Okay.
And like give her a follow.
Meemaw's,
buy,
that's
buy
cute.
I know.
That's one of the grandmothers on 90 Day Fiancé.
That's
one of the blonde, the one that goes to Nigeria. This is before the 90 days, yeah. She goes to meet the guy in Nigeria, and she's a grandmother. And then her grandchildren call her Meemaw.
Okay, you have to catch me up so that I know which 90
yeah,
days
know.
To watch.
I'm all over the place.
Okay. Also, this week Ulysses is doing his shout-out for World Central Kitchen. They're raising money for people affected by the fires.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of things that
that's
we need
to raise money for. That's a great
organization. Yeah, so it's WCK. WorldCentralKitchen.org/give. And you can
Thank
see,
you.
If you go to the site, you can see everything they're doing
That's
for people
nice.
Affected by the
Thank
fires
you, Ulysses.
Right now.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Then we've got Jennifer Moncada with Preppy Prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
And she does all the – I'm going to go to her site and order some stuff.
I know. I need to, too.
I want to enrich my kids' like school
yeah.
stuff. Be fun.
Yeah.
Get some personalized school and office supplies. And they've got the pencils, stickers, address labels, thank you cards.
I'm going
to PreppyProdigy.com. Also, Sylvia Berlin with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes is serving all of Orange County, and she can help you get somewhere to live in Orange County. Email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at BerlinTeamHomes.com, CADRE 01988601. And let's do one more. How about Kate Marengo?
Yes,
hey, you were just
I know.
On the phone.
Oh, I know. She's talking my ear
this
off.
Morning. Mm-hmm. She's going to help you. I got to get back. I have to get rid of the couch I bought and get another one. I'm going to have her find me some couches.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be a good idea, and then I'm going to come back and tell you how that goes.
Okay.
So Kate
good.
At interiorchicago.com.
Nice. All right. Thank you,
guys. Kaylin. Oh, and we got Noom, our sponsors, Noom, Noom.com/FCOL, Bombas.com/FCOL, TommyJohn.com/FCOL, Madison-Reed.com, enter FCOL, and Geico.com.
Thanks.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.